Very sorry. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud Aleph. We're up to the subparagraph. In our volumes, it begins with on the left-hand column, page 95, Vezehu Bechinas Bitul Chemdas V'Taivas Momoin. We're in the middle of a heavy discussion that's focusing on two issues, Taivas Momoin and Taivas Niyuf, two of the most difficult struggles that a human being and a Jew has in this world is dealing with self-control, being able to exercise the proper self-control in the relationship between men and women, how a person deals with that, and number two, how a person deals with money and finances and materialism in this world, being able to have the proper control over there also. And Rav Nosson Zal previously showed what seemed to be a contradiction, that in some places, in most places, it seemed clear that the main test of a Jew in this world was related to the topic of purity between men and women. And yet, in one of the places, Rav Nosson, in the story of the Baal Tefillah, Rabbeinu Zal seems to make it clear that from everything, it's possible to help a person, any kind of problem, any kind of spiritual fall, it's possible to help the person. Whereas a person who falls into taivas momoin, person who gets swallowed up by materialism and those things, almost impossible to help that person. So it seemed as if that were the bigger issue. And Rav Nosson Zal went into a major explanation, which we're still in the middle of right now, showing how taivas niyuf leads to taivas momoin, that a person who misbehaves in the area of purity, in the relationship between men and women, that will lead that person, chas v'shalom, the punishment for that, and where that leads to is for the person to become swallowed up in the struggle for parnasa, struggle to earn a livelihood, and all kinds of excessive behavior in dealing with materialism and extreme suffering. And now we're continuing on that topic. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to clarify and more clarify this whole issue. Vezehu bechinas bitul chemdas v'taivas momoin. And based on what we're learning here, we will understand how a person can eliminate the excessive desire for money or for excesses in materialism. Ki ikar taivas momoin shehu avodah zarah, because as we discussed earlier, one of the main things that pushes a person over the edge and that causes a person to fall into a life of suffering, financial struggle, and being totally enveloped by the struggle for money and materialism, what causes that is pigama bris, sins in the area of purity, Shehu Hatzinoir Shel Hashefa Kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the Midah of Yesoid, which is Tikkun HaBris, Yesoid is called foundation, Yesoid is called Tzadik, which is the area of Tikkun HaBris, just like Yosef HaTzadik. The Midah of Yesoid is referred to as the pipe from which all sustenance, when Hashem sends sustenance down to Klal Yisrael, down to the world, we receive it from the Malchus, from the Midah of Malchus. But the Midah of Malchus has nothing of its own. It receives from what's above it. It receives, generally, from the Midahs of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hoid. Those five are Mashpim. They're dishing out light. The Midah of Yesoid is referred to as a Koilel, a composite of the five above it. And Yesoid is the pipeline through which those five feed into, and their light, their shefa, their sustenance flows through the Midah of Yesoid into the Malchus, which is how we get it. Umi shepoigen boi chas v'sholom, and therefore, a person who messes up in the area of Yesoid, azai einoi yochoi lahamshich hashefa el hakidusha, then that person is not able to draw this flow of sustenance to where it's supposed to be flowing, into the Malchus of Kedusha, which is called the Shechina, which is called Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people. Le-Knesset Yisrael Levad, to see to it that this sustenance, this blessing from Hashem, should be directed only to the Jewish people, or at least that the Jewish people should be the priority. They should be number one on the list of those who receive from Hashem. But because the Yisoy, the bris, has been messed up, now, lahavdil, plumbing. If a pipe is broken, then what's flowing through that pipe goes all over the place. It doesn't go to where it's supposed to go. It's not flowing to where it's supposed to flow. V'azai chas v'shalom, ho'akum v'haklipois yonkim me'ashefa chas v'shalom. And what happens then is these other forces, the non-Jews, the forces of Tumah, they draw from that Shefa. If it's not being directed specifically towards Klal Yisrael, if the pipe busts and the stuff is pouring all over the place, then they pick up on it. Vazai kishayoreit ha-Shefa lemato, and now when this heavenly sustenance goes down, it goes down into the Sitrachra, to the Goyim, to these other places, Nisalim v'nistar kedusha selikusoi. Then the holiness of Hashem, the blessing that was in that money or that sustenance, becomes hidden. Shehu shoyrish hashefa, which was the actual source, the origin of that flow of money or sustenance, whatever it was coming from a place of holiness. Well, if these other guys get hold of it, the holiness disappears. Va'oz nizgashem hu ashirus v'amomayim, and then the wealth, the sustenance, becomes something totally materialistic. It loses its spirituality. It loses its holiness. It loses the blessing to it, and it becomes something purely gashmi. V'nisachsin boy beyoser kol haklipos v'asitrachra, and then the forces of tumah are able to control it even more. They take total control of it. Ad shenase hamomoin b'chinas avoydezora gemura. And they're able to lower this money, which started out, it originated in a very high, holy place. They're able to pull it down, 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 and make it into avoydezora, chas v'shon. Shehi taivas momoin, which is that over-excessive desire for money, materialism, and people that are pursuing materialistic values and everything with incredible effort, killing themselves to try to get it. Shehi b'chinas avoydezora, that is referred to as an idol, where that becomes their religion. That becomes the thing they're most devoted to, they have the greatest respect for. Klula mikol havoydezoros shel ashivim akum kanal, and it's not just an ordinary idol. This is an idol that's a composite of all the idols of all 70 nations. And again, we know that Torah uses that term elile kesef ve'elile zohav, idols of gold and silver. And we know that that's what was used in the desert to build the idol, the egel hazohav. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he reviews it in Chumash Dvorim, and he's reprimanding the Jews, he's reviewing their history and their ups and downs, and he turns to Hashem and says, Hashem, v'di zov, this is sort of your fault. You loaded them down with all of this gold. What do you think? What were they supposed to do with it? Make latkes? For latkes, you need potatoes, not gold. They had all of this gold. Of course they made a golden calf. What else do you do with gold? With excessive gold, v'di zov, excessive gold. Va'oz hashchina u'knesses Yisrael kaviyochel ba'anius v'dalus. And now that all of this shefa that should have been coming to Klal Yisrael, the pipe busted, it flowed all over the place, the sitrachra got hold of it, they grabbed it and they got complete control of it, now the shechina and the Jewish people find themselves in a state of poverty. Va'yideze al piroiv Hatzadikim v'haksherim ba'anius u'b'choyser. And this is the reason why nowadays we find the majority of tzadikim and religious people are poor and lacking. It's because of the fact that there is such a major problem of pigama bris in the Jewish nation even. It has affected us. And the Pegam HaBris messes up that pipe. The pipe gets messed up. The sustenance is not flowing to the Jewish people. It's going to outside places. The wealthiest people in the world are not the Jewish. You take a look at Forbes and these places. There's Chinese and there's Arabs and there's Warren Buffett. These are not Orthodox or semi-Orthodox Jews. V'ha'akum v'arishoyim yesh lohem ashirus godol. And we find instead that it's non-Jews and unfortunately, in many cases, major rishoyim. You know, Dubai, the Brunei, this guy who's got a mansion with 400 rooms in it. Each one of his cats has a different room. That's decent spending. That's the way you spend money. That's a respectable human being. That's a decent human being. V'ha'akum v'orishoyim yesh lem ashirus godoil ki kol ha'shefa shel ha'ashirus nimshach la'sitrachra. Because what happens is this whole flow of wealth and sustenance didn't make it to Klal Yisrael. It ended up in the hands of the Sitrachra. Shemishom mekablim ho'akum v'orishoyim. And that's how these non-Jews and these evil people get hold of it. They get hold of all of this wealth. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies. Ube'emes ho'ashirus shelohem einoi ashirus klal. However, if you want to be honest, their wealth doesn't qualify to be called wealth. That's not wealth. If a guy lives in a house with 400 rooms, that's called lunacy. That's called an idiot, an imbecile, a nut job, you know. 40 rooms, you know, certain amount we can rationalize. It crosses a certain line where it is totally irrational and insensible. Ki kol yemehem kasu machoivos. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, if you'll study these people, you will observe that their lives are full of anger and suffering. They're not happy people. They're not satisfied and happy. And they live in fear and insecurity throughout their lives. I can walk in the street with no bodyguards. I can walk with my daughter, my sister. These guys need 12 bodyguards and the cameras and the security and more security and more security, and they still don't get to sleep at night. They're full of worry and stress throughout their lives. And the more that they have, the more money, the more wealth, they feel that they're lacking more. It's not it leads to more satisfaction, happiness. It's the opposite. More dissatisfaction, greed. Greed breeds more greed. And the more that they have, the more worry, insecurity, stress. Bechinas, as the Torah testifies in Pirkei Avos, mar ben achosim, mar bedaiga. The more materialistic possessions a person has, the more worry that they have. Ad shehamomoin v'ashiru shalehem mechala yemei chayehem. To the point where their money and their wealth destroys their lives. We mentioned many cases of a guy who was in business and struggling, built up a business, and then the business went public. And overnight, he went from $6 million to being worth $60 million. And a few months later, he was divorced, and he was living by himself. It was him and the dog. And no family, no this, fighting every member of the family. His wife isn't taught. He's in court for 5-10 years, and either gets out of court or ends up in jail, all the different possibilities. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, chapter 23, Al Posuk V'ofar Toichal Kol Yemei Chayecha. You eat dirt your whole life. This is the curse that was given to the snake as a result of the sin of the Eitz Hadas, that one of the curses that Hashem issued was that the snake, whatever he eats, if he's eating cheesecake, marble cheesecake with the cherries on top, or if he's eating filet mignon, it's all dirt. It tastes like dirt. It doesn't increase his happiness. One iota, no happiness, no satisfaction. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, so too, the same curse that went to the snake, Hashem issued the curse be'itzovo in toichalena, that there are people in this world who their livelihood will be with atzvus, and atzvus is associated with ofor, dirt, cold, dry, that's atzvus. And Rabbi Nizal says there, those people also, they're eating dirt their whole lives. You don't see any real satisfaction. This person walks out of a restaurant saying, wow, that was great. I had such a wonderful time. It's usually the opposite. This was no good, and he's going to sue this one and sue that one, and this one has no respect for all negative, negative. Ayin Shem, look over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Chav Gimel. The Chol Zeh, and what's behind all of this? Machmas Shepogmu Babris. Because of the fact that, unfortunately, we, Klal Yisrael, have fallen into Pigam HaBris. We're not pure in the area of relationships between men and women, boys and girls. Ve'ein mekablin hu ashirus bigdusha. And therefore, the flow that was supposed to be coming to us via the Yisoid is messed up. So the flow, it goes all over the place. The Sitra Achra picks up on it, and we first get it from them. Most Jews are working for non-Jews. The non-Jews have the money. They own the companies and the corporations and everything, and most Jews, we end up receiving our Shefa via them. Rak derech haklipois v'sitra achra, that's where we're getting it. Eretz Yisrael, Eretzenu hakdosha, is wondering who we're going to get money from. Are we getting money from the United States? Are they going to pay our defense bill, or this bill, or that bill? Or is it Europe, or this one? Instead of Eretz Yisrael being the center of the wealth of the world, we see Hashem opened the curtain just a tiny drop. Hashem showed that right around Eretz Yisrael, there's enough gas, natural gas, 13 trillion cubic feet, or then they found that was an underestimate. It's up to 30 trillion cubic feet to be able to have incredible wealth. That's supposed to be. That's just one tiny example of how the Torah defines Eretz Yisrael. Loi sechsar koil bo. That Eretz Yisrael is a place in which nothing is lacking. Eretz Yisrael should not have to come onto any part of this earth to import anything. Eretz Yisrael, if things were proper, Eretz Yisrael would be only on the exporting side. No need to import because everything is here. All the shefa is supposed to come here first. But because of the fact that we have messed up the pipe and all the shefa goes to the others, we're first getting their leftovers. Shezeu bechinas golus hashchina ukneses Yisrael. This is what's referred to in the Holy Sforim as the Shechina being in exile. It's not in its proper chair. And Knesses Yisrael, the Jewish community, bechinas miut hayoreach. The fact that the moon today is small. The moon originally, the moon which represents Klal Yisrael, which represents the Shechina, the moon was originally equal to the sun in size and light. But unfortunately, that the moon dropped. Pigima salavona, the defectiveness of the moon. Ki ein hashchina uknesses Yisrael yechoyin lekabel hashefa, because the Shechina and the Jewish people cannot receive the shefa properly. Machma shepogam hatzinor, because we messed up the pipe. Shubchinas kedusha sabris koidesh. Va'oz Knesses Yisrael b'chinas aniya v'dala, and that's why we are in a state of poverty, poor. V'roiv hashefa mekablim asitracher v'aklipois, and the majority of the sustenance that Hashem is giving out is going to the other side, to the tumah. Shehem ho'akum v'rishoyim shezel b'chinas pigimas halavona. This is what's described as the defectiveness of the moon. B'chinas ma'oirois choser. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, when Hashem said, let there be lanterns, Yehi Ma'oirois Berekia Hashamayim, the word Ma'oirois is written without a vav, Mem Aleph Reish Tov, which spells the word Me'eras, which means a curse, Chas V'Shalom. And the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about it, if we are worthy, if we behave properly, we receive light from Hashem. If not, we get the curse. It's Ma'oirois or Me'eras Chas V'Shalom. Umachma She'ikar Kabbalosom V'Yenikosom Shalakam V'Rishom Hum Be'Bechinas Chisoroinu Pegimas Halavona. And because of the fact that what's allowing the non-Jews and the Rishoim to draw from this Shefa is a defectiveness on our side. There's a defect in Klal Yisrael. The moon is defective. Mebechinas ma'oirois choser. They are drawing from the fact that that word ma'oirois is lacking the vav. We know that the letter vav refers to Tikkun HaBris. The number six is Yesoid, the sixth sphera of Zeranpin is Yesoid. Today we happen to be in Malchus Shebi Yesoid. Today we're concluding the sixth week of Sphira Soimer. So because of the fact that the Sitra Achra draws from a defective vessel, from a vessel that's defective and lacking, Alkein heimaleim chisroinois v'yegoinois tamed. That's why their money is defective. That's why they never feel satisfied and full. The money is spoiled. It's spoiled because the vessel that it was coming through is messed up. So the lahavdil, you have pipes when the plumbing is working well, there's clean water. We know when there's a broken pipe, you go there, take a look, and you see the water got mixed with mud, and said the water's dirty water, filthy water. So this water, this flow of Shefa now, that the Goyim are getting supposedly, is not the original clean, holy, pure, satisfying, fulfilling Shefa that Hashem was dishing out, but rather it's defective. Bechinas me'eras Hashem beveis Rosha. As the pasuk says, the curse of Hashem is in the house of an evil person. So again, what started out as me'eros, as light, became now me'eras. Bechinas beten reshoim techsar. And as the pasuk says, the belly of a Rosha is always lacking. He's never full, never satisfied. Ki boho ashirus shelohem nechozin kol haklipois vasitrachra. Because in the wealth that they're getting, there's all kind of tumah attached to it. And sitrachra and klipa, shein bechinas taivas momoin, shu avoidezoro, klul mikol avoidezoros, shein misavin tomid laharbois hoin. And that's why their money, their wealth, their materialism doesn't satisfy them in any way. On the contrary, they're always thirsty, they're always looking for more, hungry, they need more and more, more wealth. V'tsoyakim kiklovim, hav. And the Zohar Kodesh says, they bark like dogs. A dog, the sound of a dog barking is hav. So too, in Aramaic, the word hav means give. Give more. No matter how much these Rishoim have, they want more. They still want to see what they can take away from the Jews or what they can take away from the religious people. V'chol ma sheyesh lohem, einoi shelohem. And whatever they have isn't really theirs. It's got our name on it. It's just because our keli was defective, it went to them. Ki choser lohem harbe tomid. Because they're always in a state of lacking, feeling this lacking. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 6, ish asher yitein lo'yehu alekim oysher enochosim, a person to whom Hashem gives wealth and property, v'lo yashlitenu ho'alekim lechol mimenu. However, Hashem will not allow him the privilege of enjoying it, eating from it. V'lo seses chelkoi, taking his portion. He never feels like he got it. Ki hei maleim chesroinois v'daigois v'yegoinois v'kaasu machoivos. Because these people are always full of debt, and holes, and worries, and anger, and pain, and suffering. Bechinas ma'oirois choser. To them, this light has come in the form of me'eras, a klola. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues. The Iker, so we said that the problem came about as a result of Pigam HaBris. That's what causes this Taivas Momo and all the mess, all the problems regarding money. The Iker HaTikin Lazeh Hu Tzedoko La'aniyim Hagunim. And the main solution for this problem, the main way that we can fix this, is by seeing to it that charity is given to poor people who are really worthy of receiving it, worthy and deserving. Ulahachzik loim de Torah ho'ovdim es Hashem be'emes, and to support people who are studying Torah, who are serving Hashem properly, really serving. Note, Rav Nosson Zal didn't stop with the word Loim De Torah. Learning, the purpose, the goal of learning is to teach a person how to serve Hashem properly, to fulfill the entire Torah. Kal Yedei Tzedoko Meshaber Taivas Momen Kanal. Because as we learned earlier, based on the chapter in Likutei Moran, that this halacha is based on chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, where it started off speaking about the fact that tzedakah helps break this wrong, the negativity in money. Ve'oz choizer ledabek satzmoy b'shoresh ha'shefet ikdusha. And when that's done, then the person is able to attach themselves, to connect themselves to the source from which this money comes from, which is holy shefa, something that's holy, it's got a blessing to it, it's pure. Liyos someach ulekabel hamomoin bigdusha, and to receive the money in a healthy, holy way, which means liyos someach bechelkoi, where however much the person has, whether a person has 20,000 or 200,000, he has the ability to be very happy and satisfied with what he has. And not to be crazy about wanting more, not to be driven insane by I have to have more, I have to go bigger. But rather, to be satisfied with what Hashem has blessed him, and to trust in Hashem all the time. Hashem who has blessed me till now. He's taken care of me till now. And he provided me with my parnasa or my wealth till now. Shegam ad zikno v'sevo lo yazvenu. That so too in my later years, when I get old, when I get very old, Hashem will not forsake me. The Hashem who was my shepherd from when I first started out, I was like a sheep. I was a nobody. I wasn't head of a company. I didn't own real estate. I was nothing. I was like a little sheep who can't provide for itself at all. And Hashem took care of me at that time. Will bless me and take care of me with his great kindness always. Shezehu ikarhu ashirus. That's called being rich. When a person feels secure, he's secure, not depending on what the stock market is doing today or how much he's got in the bank. He's secure with Hashem. His biggest security is Hashem, the one who took care of me from the moment I came out of my mother's womb till today. The banks have closed, stock markets have crashed. All of those things we've seen, the only one who hasn't fallen from the time of creation is Hashem. That's the only thing that hasn't fallen, Chas v'Shalom. Shezeh ikar hu ashirus. Bechinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu oshir hasoymeach bechelkoi. Who is wealthy? A person who is happy, satisfied, and can enjoy what he has. And by doing this, by being zoichin to give tzedakah to aniyim agunim, and by being zoichin not to be crazy that I have to have more, I'm able to be satisfied with what I have. And by knowing that my security is Hashem, then the person is able to draw a flow, a shefa of holy in the shefa into the holiness. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Ki biglal hadovor hazeh. Because of this, because of your charity, because of your tzedakah and chesed, yivorechecho Hashem alekecho. Hashem will bless you. Ukemoshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 119, aser b'shvil shetisasher. Give your tithe, give your tzedakah, so that you'll be wealthy. And again, wealthy is one of two, it comes in several forms. It's by adding zeros to the person's wealth. Comes to the bank and he thinks he's got 200,000 and they tell him he's got 2 million or 20 million. That's wealthy. Or wealthy is being given the intelligence to be so happy with that 200,000, to be able to walk into his house that's worth 200 grand. And the neighbor right next door has a house for 2 million or 5 million. And to be at least as happy as that person, or to be happier, totally satisfied that this is mine. This is what Hashem has blessed with me. This is the best thing for me. If that were good for me, I'd live there. Obviously, it's not good. It's not healthy for me. It's not good for me. I don't need it whatsoever. Kitzdoko u'shmiras habris tluyim ze boze. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back and connects the tzedakah and the money to the topic of shmiras habris again. Because charity and purity in relations between men and women are very much connected to each other. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, b'hatoyra hamascheles da sheyesh orech anpin deklipa. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 242 in Likut Imran, where he discusses the highest level of Tumah, and he refers to a particular aspect of Pigam HaBris, and he shows there, She'ikar Shmiras HaBris, Lehinotzel Mehirhurim Roim, Hamizgabrim Beyoiser, that the real success in the area of purity, whereby a person can be saved from bad thoughts, which fight a person, which try to creep into a person's mind, sinful thoughts, shekoshe me'oid lehinotzel mehem, where at times it's extremely difficult to escape them. The Gemara tells a story about one of the greatest rabbis, Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh, one of the great tzaddikim who's buried here in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says one day, the Satan in heaven decided, his name came up on the screen, Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh, and the Satan rolled up his sleeves and said, I'm having Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh for breakfast today. Not as a guest, he's going to be the meal. And the Gemara says that the Satan came down in the form of an extraordinary, extraordinary beautiful woman and stood right in front of his face. No problem. Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh looked up, he saw. In a moment, he turned the other way. No problem. He turned the other way. She was right there on the right side. No problem. He turned the other way. Turned to the left. She was right there. Turned behind him. She was right there. He's surrounded. No problem. He told his student, go over to the fire. Go over to the fireplace. Bring me the poker, the hot poker that's in the fire. The student brought it over. He took the poker. 1, 2, game over. I won. No eyes. You want to play? You want to play dirty? You want to play that you're going to surround me from all sides? Watch this. No eyes. The Gemara says an announcement went off in heaven. Who is responsible for this? Who did this? Who caused this? Should appear in front of the heavenly court immediately. The Satan came and said, "I was the guy." Hashem said, "No problem. If you can convince him to take his eyes back, you will continue to exist. If not, you cease to exist." The Satan came down and tried to plead his best possible case with Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh. Please allow me to return your eyesight. He said, no thanks. Don't need it. Can live without it, no problem. I insist. No thanks. Tough. Not interested. I insist and I'm willing to guarantee you that you will never again be tested in this area. Okay. And Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh got his eyes back. So Rabbeinu Zal speaks over there in Likut Imran. He mentions that there's an orech anpin deklipa. There's a level of the sitrachra where the sitrachra can do that sometimes, can put a person in a sandwich, in a bubble. And the person can swallow him whole. And the person suddenly finds themselves being bombarded from all sides with sinful thoughts and things and like no way to deal with it. It's a flood. It's a mabul. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 242 in Likut Imran says that in order for a person to be saved from that orech anpin deklipa, ho'ikar hu'alidei tzedoko la'aniyim hagunim. The way that a person gets out of that kind of situation is by giving tzedakah to people who are really deserving and worthy of it. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, utzedoko tatzil mimoves, that tzedakah saves a person from death, and Rabbeinu Zal shows there how this orech anpin deklipa is moves. This is the essence of the sitrachra. It's a short, relatively short chapter in the Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Ki ho beho talya, because these two are dependent on each other. Kishezoich and leshmiras habris, when a Jew is zoich to achieve, to succeed in the area of purity, nimshach hashefa elakdusha, then the flow of shefa coming from Hashem will flow through yisoid, will flow through a good, healthy pipe, and it'll get to the malchus, and the malchus is the Shekhinah. The malchus is Klal Yisrael, Yisrael mam shaloisov. We are called the Memshal Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. We are the true malachim, so it'll all come to us in a healthy, holy way. Ve'oz nizbatlin hakfirois v'avoydezora. And then all atheism and idol worship, shehu b'chinas taivas mamon, which revolves around money, remember? The dollar bill that says, in G-O-D we trust. That's the G-O-D, the money. All of that goes out the window. So it works, that's one direction, that through Shmira Sabris, we're able to get rid of the Avodah Zorah, the Taivas Mamoin, V'chein Lehepech, and it also goes the other way. Kishemavatlen Taivas Mamoin, Shehu Avodah Zorah, when a person is Zoichet, to eliminate the Taivas Mamoin, that yoke, that insane drive for money, which is an Avodah Zorah, Dehainu al yidei shemarbe b'tzedakah, by the person being zoche to give a lot of tzedakah, which reminds him that it's not my money, it's Hashem's money. And my faith is that it's not by putting in more hours or worrying or killing myself, that's where my blessings are going. I believe that by sharing with this poor person, that's going to give me the blessing. Zoche lehinotzel milovo yidei pegam abris. This also protects the person from chas v'shalom falling into sins of pigam abris. Kalidei hatzdoka mekasher esatzmoi b'shoyresh hashefa. Because through tzdoka, he's able to connect himself to the source of where that shefa comes from. Shehu ruchnias elikus, which is something spiritual. It's something holy. That person's money is no longer an item full of sin and taivas rois and midas rois. That person's wealth is a dovor shebikdusha. Ve'oz ein haklipois shemehem kol ataivois yecholin lehisaches b'shefa hakdusha klal. And then the forces of tuma, which are the ones that generate all of these lusts, the lusts for materialism and all the bad things, they cannot attach themselves to the holy shefa, because the pipes are in order. Everything is going to the right place. And therefore, as a result of this, the person is saved from chas v'shalom any type of sins regarding purity, shebo al yidei hisgabrus achiras hadamim, which comes as a result of the spoiled blood inside of the person gaining strength and gaining power. Shenimshach mehayetzahara vaklipos, which comes obviously from the Yetzahara and forces of Tumah. Shehem b'chinas kelacher kfiras, they are referred to as idols or denial of Hashem. Sheikar achizosom, where their main power is only kishim izgaberes ha'avodah zorah chas v'shalom, when the avodah zorah gets strong. Shehu taivas mamoin, which is this excessive drive for materialism. Because these two are interconnected with each other. Through Shmiras Habris, he gets rid of the Avodah Zorah, which is the Taivas Mamoin. And so too, by perfecting the money, by giving the proper part away to tzedakah, and thereby making his money holy, which is getting rid of the avodah zarah of money, he gets rid of the klipos also that cause pegam abris. Before we go on to paragraph Yud Beis, I'll mention briefly, I didn't have a chance to look at it right before the shiur, but from what I recall, that Torah Resh Mem Beis that Rabbeinu Zal referred to over there, he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, Matan beseser yichbe af. giving charity hiddenly, where nobody knows, without any publication, without any personal self-glorification and all of that kind of stuff, Yichbeh will turn over af, the anger of Hashem, which means that this eliminates the charoi naf, the anger of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zalveir quotes the Sifrei Kabbalah, which say that the word af, which means anger, is made up of two letters, aleph, pei. We know that when you pronounce the letter pei in Hebrew as pei, it's pei aleph. That's one of... So Rabbeinu Zal says there that it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that there are six peis in the Hebrew alphabet, meaning there are six letters, like the letter aleph. When you pronounce it, aleph, it's as if it were written aleph lamed pei. Chaf, chaf pei. Chaf sofit, etc. There are six letters in the Hebrew alphabet which have this pei in them, which is this term af, anger of Hashem, which refers to sitrach reklipois. 6 times 80, pei is 80, 6 times 80 is 480, which is the angel lil, lamed yud tof, which is the angel who is appointed, in English they call it lilith, the angel that's appointed over Pegam HaBris. There's a lot written in Sifrei Kabbalah showing that that's the angel that instigates when a person, Chas V'Shalom, has Mikra Laila, all kinds of different things. It comes from this angel. It's brought that the word Tehillim is Bigimatria 480 to show that that's one of the powerful forces that works against this. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, Matan Beseser, this concept of Matan Besesa, which the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch describe as one of the highest forms of charity, where the one who's benefiting from it doesn't know the one who's giving it. And the one who's giving it doesn't know the one where there's an intermediary, there's a Gabbai Tzedaka, and he's the one who receives and he's the one who distributes. That's one of the highest forms of Tzedaka. So there it says, Matan Besesa can even turn around this af meaning these pays, this angel, this lil, which is the source of Pegam HaBris, the most severe forms of Pegam HaBris. Over there in the Torah, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on it more. We just gave a little bit to have an idea as to, again, the connection between tzedakah, the right kind of tzedakah, and Tikkun HaBris. Back inside. Paragraph Yud Beis. Uklal ha-momoin shel Yisrael, nikra momoin digdusha. Rav Nosson Zal says, if we look at the global picture, if we look at the world, the Jews versus the rest of the world, the money that's in the hands of the Jewish people, even those that are not rabbis, even those that are not tzaddikim, that money is referred to as holy money. Why? Ki Yisrael bichlal nikroim kulam tzadikim. Because the Jewish nation as a whole are referred to as righteous people, tzadikim. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, v'ameich kulam tzadikim. Your nation are all tzadikim. Ki kulam nikroim. Now we learned earlier that tzadik, the title tzadik, refers usually specifically to Shmiras HaBris, Tikkun HaBris. Ki kulam nikroim tzadikim shubchinas kedushas habris al yedei shehem nimoilim. Kemoi sheshamati mipi Rabbeinu Zal bo'eis shegila ha-toyro tziris ha-tzedekanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that when Rabbeinu Zal taught chapter 23 in Likut Imran, where he speaks heavily about Taivas Momoin and Tikkun HaBris, when he spoke about Tikkun HaBris, he said that every Jew is in the category of Tikkun HaBris, in the category of Tzaddik, every Jew who had a Bris Mila, every Jew who went through that circumcision, that already sets us apart completely from the rest of the world and puts us into a classification of Tikkun HaBris, Shmiras HaBris. That's number one. Number two, V'chein kulam rachmonim b'nei rachmonim. And so too the norm in the Jewish people is that a Jew by nature has pity. They care about other people. If they can help someone, if they can show, if there's a need, they'll try to help. And they're descendants of people of Rachmonim. Goyim le'chasodim, b'nei goyim le'chasodim. And they are ones who seek to do favors, to perform acts of kindness for other people. And we are descendants. This is our heritage. This is our lineage. From Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. This is all what we are about. Vafilu ha'pchusim shebi Yisrael. And even the lowest Jew, the Jew who is lowest on the totem pole, Rubam kekulam noisim tzedaka. The majority of them do give charity. Listen to these words now. Ki ein shum uma v'loshein sheyigmelu chesed zeim ze v'yitnu tzedaka zeloze kemo Yisrael kedoshim. There is no nation in the world, there's no country in the world where the people help each other, where there's charity going on, philanthropy charity, like the Jewish people. And those today, we have computers, we have statistics. This has been shown. People involved in fundraising, I've been shown statistics. You would be shocked at the comparison between the amount of money that the Jews give to charity versus all the other nations put together. The philanthropy of the Jewish people, who are 0.0001 of the population in the world, exceeds the philanthropy of all the other nations put together, plus, plus, plus. Vigam, that's number one. In terms of tzedakah, we want to talk about the Jewish nation as being charitable. Vigam roiv hamomon shel Yisrael, hakoil heimetz moitziim, al yidei dvorim shebikdusha. And then if you want to look at an observant Jew, even the smallest, the littlest observant Jew, the majority of their income is being spent on holy things. Kigoin litein ezbon of l'talmud Torah, for example, education, Jewish education. We know that in most countries outside of Eretz Yisrael, people, Jews that live in the United States, places like that today, tuition per child is in the area of $15,000 a year. If a person has six kids, eight kids, sorry, I'm under-exaggerating. It's gone up. I'm antiquated. We're talking about 15, 20, depending on what neighborhood you're in also. So we're talking about a situation where people are spending half of their salary, in many cases, sometimes more, to try to cover, to send their kids to a yeshiva, to give the kids a yeshiva education, rather than public school where it's free. We're talking about kiddusha. Ula hasiyom isha, or to marry off a child. I remember Reb Michal Zichron Levrach used to say, anyone living in Israel, the richest person, when it comes to marrying off children, everyone is poor. The amount, what it takes to marry off a child today in the religious world. Here again, and there's all kinds of different standards. There are some places where the wedding is 25 grand, 50 grand, or whatever. And there's other places where the apartment, it's not spent on the one-night fling, but it's spent on an apartment, trying to afford the children an opportunity to live in a religious area, a religious neighborhood, which also the costs there are 50,000 or 500,000, depending on what area you're speaking about. And the expenses, the additional expenses of Shabbos and Yontif, the food bill, the clothing bill, the electric bill, all the different things. Veliknois tzitzis, talis, utfilin, umezuzis, v'esroig, umatzois, all serious monies, the purchase of all of these mitzvahs. Vegam, and in addition to all of that, kol macholehem al pi haTorah, everything we eat has to have a hechsher on it, has to be kosher. Shaydei zeh tzrichen liknois beyoiker kol macholehem, which makes all of our food cost substantially more than food that a non-Jew is buying. A pound of chicken for $70, $2, $3, in the supermarket, in a non-Jewish supermarket, the same thing a Jew is paying $7 or $8 for it. Ki tzrichem litoin mois shchita, because you have to pay for the shchita, the shoichet, who's shechting the animal, whereas ubsar trefa bezoil godol, whereas animals that have not been slaughtered kosher are sold much cheaper. V'heim tzrichen liknois boser kosher kochush b'yoyser gadol. Whereas a religious person has to buy kosher meat, kochush, where it's less, he's getting less pounds, less kilos, and it's more expensive. U'keyoytze bozeh harbe, and many other examples like this. There are people that think that this stuff is only going on in the last 10 years, that things have become so expensive. We see Rav Nosson Zal, who lived 200 years ago, in those days, a religious person to support their family cost much, much more than a non-Jew lahavdil, or a non-religious. Al kein, therefore, kol hamomon shel Yisrael bechlal, all of the money of an observant Jew, nikra momoin dikdusha, is referred to as holy money, bechinas tzedakah, which has that holiness on it, like charity is considered a holy item. All of the money that an observant Jew is using on a daily basis also has a major holiness upon it, because it's being used primarily for kedusha. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal jumps back to the original topic, which is marriage and the ksuba, the marriage contract, and the fact that a marriage is affected by the man giving the woman money or something worth money. V'zeh b'chinas haksuba. And what we've been discussing here, the connection between money and tikkun habris, between taivas mamon and taivas niyuf, and the connection between tzedakah and tikkun habris, this will enlighten us regarding the marriage contract, she'osur lodur imishtoi b'liksuba, whereby a man is forbidden to live with his wife unless they have this marriage contract. Ki haksuba, because this document, she'mavtiach lo, which guarantees her a certain amount of money, that besides the fact that the ksuba says, as long as I am alive and we are married, I will take care of you, I will provide food, clothing, shelter. It even says if we opt to get divorced, or chas v'shalom, if the husband dies, he obligates himself for a certain sum that he'll take care of the wife even in that situation. Zehu bechinas mamon dikdusha. This is an example of holy money. Bechinas shefo ho ashiris dikdusha. That holy flow of wealth, shemamshich hatzadik l'knesses Yisrael, which the tzadik, who is that yesoid, who is that pipe of holiness, sees to bring to the Jewish people, to the malchus, to the shechina. Shehem bechinas ish ve'isha kiyadua. And we know that the tzaddik and the Jewish people are also referred to as ish and isha. The tzaddik is the mashpia, and Klal Yisrael is the mekabel. There's a pasuk, the Zohar Kodesh quotes a pasuk, me'ho'oichel yotzo ma'achol. From the one who eats comes forth that which is eaten. Who is called oichel? There's a pasuk, tzaddik oichel esoy vanavshoy. The tzaddik is called oichel. Me'ho'oichel, from the tzaddik comes forth all ma'achol. All shefa goes via that pipe, the pipe that is the mid of yesoid, which is the tzaddik. So he's the mashpia, and Klal Yisrael is the mekabel. He's the ish, we are the isha, just as in marriage, the husband and wife. Vayidei hashefa hagdoisha azois hanim shechayidei ksuba doiraisu derabonon. And as a result of this flow of holy money that's coming through this document, this ksuba, which has in it obligations that come from the written Torah and things that the rabbis added on to that. Aideze mamtik umevatel bechinas achizas aklipois vasitrachra mebechinas hoisha yiras Hashem. Through this, the husband removes the hold, the potential hold of the klipois and sitrachra who try to attach themselves to the malchus, to the woman, to the wife, who is called isha yiras Hashem. Shemishom nimsha choanius vahadalus. That's what causes poverty. What causes poverty is when the klipois take hold of the malchus, of the shechina, of the woman. Remember, when the nochosh took hold of Chava, that's what resulted in be'itzovo in toicholena, the suffering, the problems in parnosa. Shubchinas taivas mamon. Bechinas, as the posuk says, Rosh oise kaf remia. A false spoon is what creates rosh, poverty. Because when there's sheker, when there's the sitrachra, that's what causes poverty. Ki al yidei haksuba shehu mamshich kol hashefa dikdusha l'knesses Yisrael avad, because through this marriage document, where the husband is telling the wife, I am yours and you are mine. I am completely loyal to you, and all of my assets are responsible to see to it that you will be fed and clothed, etc., etc., taken care of. Then he's directing all of the holy shefa to Knesset Yisrael Avad, to the proper source, to the Shechina, whom she represents. Vezor al yisarev, and no stranger can get involved, is included. It says there everything is directed towards her. Now again, not that she owns everything, but that the husband is saying everything, all the shefa that I have, is responsible, is on the line to make sure that you have what you need. So that the sitrachra has no connection, no involvement in that shefa. And when we succeed in doing that, in cutting off their ability to draw and to hold on, we eliminate the tumas. Through this, we weaken the sinful desire for women, the desire for the wrong women, Taivas HaMishkal, which comes from that Sitrachra. By cutting off their connection, they cannot draw from the money, they cannot draw from the Shefa, then we weaken their power, which is that passion of Taivas Niyuf. V'zoichin sheyeh hazivuk b'gdusha v'tahara. And we ensure that the connection between the husband and wife will be one of purity and holiness. And this is why a husband and wife are forbidden to live together without the ksuba. Ki ikar kedushas habris, because the holiness between the husband and wife, who bebechinas hamshochas shefa ashiras b'kedusha, is dependent on, seeing to it, that all the finances are being directed towards the kedusha and cutting off the supply lines from the sitrachra. Shezeh bechinas tzedaka. And that's accomplished through tzedaka, bechinas bitul huanias, which eliminates poverty, shezeh bechinas haksuba. And that's what that document represents. It's a form of charity between the husband and wife. He's saying, I will provide for you. You don't have to worry about, I'll take care of you the way a wealthy person takes care of a person who doesn't have. And by doing that, through that commitment to an Isha Digdusha, through Kiddushin, a process that's called Kiddushin Kiddusha, he cuts off the Shefa, the money from the Sitrachra, he cuts off their supply lines, they're weakened, they can't bombard him with Pigamabris, they can't defile and impurify the relationship between him and his wife, so the relationship between them is one of holiness. It's Kiddusha, it's Shmira Sabris. Hold it over here. How's Steve?